It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We're here back in the Fantasy Bar. Monday is here, and we are back with six of my favorite plays for you on FanDuel and DraftKings, including a couple of my favorite stacks that are not the Dodgers or the Braves. So a couple ways to get different on tonight's slate. Going to give you a starting pitcher in a great strikeout matchup at a discounted price on both sites, a value play I'm really liking tonight, and of course, my favorite play on the entire slate. I absolutely love the spot for. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Monday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Hope everybody had a great weekend. NFL draft wraps up, but baseball right in the heat of things here. And we are back with six of my favorite plays for you on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, for stopping by the Fantasy Bar and checking out today's video. Before we get to the plays, take a second, click that thumbs up button. As I always say, that is the tip jar here to continue to bring you these free videos. So thank you very much for that. Subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell as well. All right, let's get rolling. Big slate of games tonight. Let's start off with some bats, and we're going to start with Kyle Schwarber of Philadelphia. Now, Schwarber, as we know, always a big boom bust option, but big time upside. And we've seen that multiple times this season and over his career. This guy can go out and get you 25, 30, 35 fantasy points any single night. I love the boom spot here and the potential ceiling in this matchup with Griffin Canning. Now, some of the strikeout upside that we worry about with Kyle Schwarber really gets negated here. Canning just an 18% strikeout rate this season overall, under 20% against left-handed hitters here. And Schwarber just gets it done against righties, especially power. 291 ISO with a 352 WOBA dating back to the start of last season. Great home run spot here. Great upside spot. Kyle Schwarber leading us off on Monday night. All right, let's stay right there with Philly. Definitely a stack I like. Let's add Brandon Marsh. Now, a lot of ways you can go here, but I really like the lefties against Griffin Canning, but you can make a case for the Trey Turner, some of those other righty bats in this lineup. So Philly, certainly a spot you're going to want to target here. Now, Marsh hits in four straight games. Gives us both power and speed upside, and great start to the 2024 season against right-handed pitching. WOBA over 450, ISO well over 300 to start off the season. And as I mentioned with Canning, the lefties are the ones I really want to target here, giving up a WOBA over 400 and ISO over 250, along with a solid power mix. We focus on this fly ball rate, hard contact rate mixed together. Anytime it's over 80 combined, certainly something I'm looking at, and we get that here tonight with a 35% fly ball rate and a big 51% hard contact rate. Give me the Phillies here tonight against Griffin Canning. All right, I promised you a value starting pitcher I think is underpriced. We're talking Max Fried of the Braves. So we had Fried here in his last start against Miami, and not only got it done for us, a complete game in that one. I think he remains underpriced on both sites, under 9,000 on DraftKings, under 8,000 here tonight on FanDuel. That's now three of his last four starts that he has gone over 90 pitches. I know the strikeouts have not been massive, but did give us six in that spot against Miami. And I love the strikeout upside in this spot against the Seattle Mariners. Eighth highest strikeout rate against left-handed pitching to start the season. Looking at the projected starting lineup, lots of bats, that 25, 30, even higher percent strikeout rate against lefties, along with bottom 12 as a team in WOBA, ISO, and WRC plus against left-handed pitching. So great spot here for Max Fried. Again, these prices just simply too cheap. Take advantage while we have the opportunity. All right, let's go back to the bats with Richie Palacios of Tampa Bay. This one kind of a tale of two sides. I don't hate him at 4,700 on DraftKings. I wouldn't put him in the video if I didn't like him, but really stands out at 2,600 over on FanDuel. We're talking about a heart of the order bat in a very good matchup here. So really stands out over there. Nice numbers against righties with the power last season, 243 ISO. And this year, but not quite as high with the ISO, but that WOBA well up over 400 here against right-handed pitching. And Wilson really struggled with lefties last season. It's only gotten worse here in 2024, and it's gotten really bad. 471, the WOBA allowed, the ISO way up at 500. And that's going to happen when you give up over 80% hard contact to left-handed hitters. Not a ton of lefties in this Tampa Bay lineup, but Palacios should be hitting in that three-hole tonight with a great matchup and a great price over on FanDuel under $3,000. All right, next bat we are looking at, we are talking Kettle Marte of Arizona. So Marte has been kind of quiet of late. And what does that mean? We talk about it all the time. The what have you done for me lately here? Some people may forget about him, especially when you're spending this kind of money here. So should see some lower ownership on this one with Kettle Marte. Great numbers against lefties. 480 WOBA, 319 the ISO to start the 2024 season. So big time numbers here, especially that power number. And James Paxton has been a bit lucky against righties. The numbers don't look too alarming here for him, but that batting average on balls in play at just 174, that number will bounce back and get worse for James Paxton as we move along here. Hard contact rate, though, certainly something we want to look at. 56% to right-handed hitters. So big games are coming here, and I think it can start as early as tonight for Kettle Marte. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play from Monday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest. Free to play, easy to play, and all you got to do, click that thumbs up button and head to the comment section and get fantasy points for my highest scoring hitter on DraftKings. Whoever's guess is the closest, we're going to give you a free week of Roto-Grinders Premium just for hanging out here in the fantasy bar. Let's wrap it up with my favorite play from Monday night. No match, the Beast of the Night. All right, Beast Time promised you a couple stacks. We gave you Philly, and we are going to give you the Arizona Diamondbacks and add to Kettle Marte with Christian Walker. Easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. So as we talked about, Braves, Dodgers, almost every single slate, they are viable, big total in that game. So I think a lot of people going to be looking at the Dodgers tonight against Tommy Henry. But let's flip the script a little bit here, and let's roll with the Diamondbacks as a pivot stack against James Paxton. Now, slow start to the year for Walker as far as power goes against left-handed pitching. But last season, 390 WOBA, 319 ISO, and has put up similar numbers throughout his career. So I have no doubt that number will start to climb here as we move along here. And Walker matches up extremely well here. Paxton, main pitch is that fastball. We're talking about 60% of the time. That is his go-to pitch. Walker's absolutely destroyed that pitch. WOBA way up in near 470. ISO above 350 against that pitch. And that's going all the way back to the start of last season. I think it's a great home run spot for Christian Walker. Love the D-back stack. Even if you don't go that route, Christian Walker, easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for Monday night here in the Fantasy Bar. As always, any comments, questions, or feedback, hit me up in that comment section. You can follow me on Twitter as well at BeerMakersFan. And don't forget, your guest for my highest scoring hitter. Don't even have to try to guess who it is. We've made it super easy. Just a number. If that number matches close to the actual production of my highest scoring hitter over on DraftKings, you're going to win yourself a free week of Roto-Grinders Premium. For Rotogrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Thank you so much for watching. Best of luck on the slate tonight. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on Rotogrinders.com/videos.